Good morning. Coming up here on 910, we do have a high today into the low 80s and a chance of an afternoon rumble of thunder. Joining us here in studio, we have Candy Westbrook from the Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Candy. How's it going?
Hi. Good morning. It's going great.
Good deal. What's happening here?
Oh, nothing too crazy. School wrapped up. Now we're slowly going into summer. The pool finally opened up. It had to hold off for a while, but it's still pretty cold out there in that water.
Oh, I bet. But yeah, we're going to have some warm days here and lots of good opportunities for some outdoor recreation. I drove by. Have you been up to the pickleball courts yet to check it out? Last night, I was getting back in town almost like 9 o'clock past my bedtime, but they were full. They were busy.
Yes, they have said that since they, even before they had the lighting and all the extra stuff that is already packed, especially the pickleball side. Now, the tennis courts are also been very busy, but I'm glad that you brought that up because, first of all, they're just gorgeous. And I really love the purple. It's great to have that school pride, you know, so we don't see enough purple around town. So that's nice to see. That was good. But it's also a good reminder. They have had some people already kind of not taking care of the courts, so we want to make sure we keep them for a long time. So just remember, when you're on the courts, like, don't have your dog out there with his, you know, nails or whatever. They had some kids out there with skates on, and I mean, just things that you don't probably think about, but they will mess up those courts pretty quick. So just take care of them, everybody, because they are so nice. Yeah, it was wonderful to see that.
Yeah, and people are traveling from all over to come check them out.
I know. And then they have the trail all done as well. So you're there and you can walk around that entire area, and it's just really beautiful to see. Not as beautiful as Roosevelt Drive. That's my favorite always. But no, it's really a nice walking trail down there. So. Well, we welcomed 4 new members just recently. We have T.A. Golden Chick down in South Coffeyville, Shelter Insurance, Lacey Hodges, Kitchen on 101 Foundation, and the Stitching Barn. And she's going to actually come join us on the radio soon. This is a new business, and she's kind of out in the country on the way to...
It's near Edna.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's such a unique business.
Oh, yeah.
That kitchen is just having that a commercial space where if you want to make a whole bunch of salsas at once to use at a vendor fair or whatever, they have a great space for that. So anyway, we'll be having her soon. Also, this past week, we had our favorite Friday spotlight, and it was Sunflower Soda Shop. Of course, one of my favorites. Always have good food there and just good people. So good place. All right. Save the date. Mark your calendars for June 26th. This is so funny. We already had somebody come in our office asking to buy, fun passes. I was like, well, not quite, but June 26th is the Interstate Fair and Rodeo Fun Day, one day sale. Again, one day, this is where you get the best pricing of the season. And this will be 119th Interstate Fair and Rodeo. That'll take place this year from August 11th through the 16th here in Coffeyville. Of course, we've got the L.J. Jenkins Bull Riding, the PRCA Rodeo, Tractor Pulls, Demolition Derby, Livestock, I mean, Carnival, you name it, it's down there. Parade, all that good stuff will be coming up soon. So I can't believe it's almost fair season, but it's about here. So June 26th, one day sale. Another special date to save is the Classic Car and Truck Show at Cedar Bluff Camp. So this is Saturday, June 20th from 10 to 1. Of course, it's a family-friendly event. Really a good chance to check out all the classic cars and trucks, but they're going to have food. They're going to have vendors, just a lot of fun. And, of course, it supports the camp. So anything we can do to keep that Cedar Bluff camp going, such a wonderful thing that we have here in our community. It's sponsored by Carter Automotive, Solutions North Bank, and Community National Bank. Now, this date's a little further on. It's not till November 21st, but they are looking for craft vendors for the next fall craft fair. So if you are a craft vendor and you want to do that, make sure you contact the rep. We have contact information on our community calendar page, and I think they've got it on Facebook as well. Okay, a few updates from our members. So Woods Lumber is having a grand reopening. I just found this out recently. They joined forces with Ace Hardware. And so they're going to have a grand opening and big sale. And that'll be June 5th and 6th. So Ace is just ticking over the country. They're everywhere. Of course, live auction for KGGF is coming up. I'm excited about that. Of course, that's June 6th, and that'll be at Walter Johnson. I just took a little stroll through all the items, and I don't know if you have any more room for anything else.
Yeah, well, because you still got a couple weeks. We're gonna pack some more
wherever
in.
Wherever you can, yep. Just stack them up here, yep. You know. Yeah, all kinds of good stuff. Brand new items, and of course, it's, I think, capped at 80% of the retail value, so sometimes you get pennies on the dollars for this, so excited. And that'll begin at 8, is that correct?
So doors open at 8, bidding starts at 9.
9 is when it bidding starts. Okay. But you got to have time to go peruse
everything.
Yep, you
can preview those items beforehand.
Yeah, that's right. Awesome. All right. There is a new paper pantry open. The Salvation Army set up a paper pantry. We've got several food places, and they've all kind of combined forces. But this was a great option for basically your essential household and personal care items. So from paper towels, toilet paper, soap, shampoo, toothbrushes, all those. And that is located at 102 West 12th. They are looking for donations. So if you want to drop off items or just give donations so they can purchase them. But contact Joe Brooks, of course, and he can tell you all about how to use the services or to make a donation. Now, one of my favorite places now has a new website, and it's McClellan Appliances. They have a new brand website that basically lets you check out all the latest products, of course, services, and all the updates. And I love that. I mean, they just put a new facade on this past year, now a new website, and really just trying to help the community get more engaged. And it's really a blessing to have something like that. With appliances these days, everything falls apart, it seems like, within 5 years. And so not having to get a whole new appliance every time, it's, yeah, so nice. Save the date, ABC Christian Preschool and Childcare is having a charity carnival, and that'll be on June 5th to help raise funds for their playground shade coverings. Okay, job of the week. We've got lots of jobs actually open right now. CRMC just posted something, Triple D Plumbing, and then Coffeeville Community College had several job openings, including executive assistant, they have sports information director, and even adjunct instructors. That's just a few of them, lots more. So make sure to go out to the Chamber job board on our website and look for all those jobs and see what's going on. All right, let's talk a few events. Really not too much crazy stuff, but this week we have the Foot Function Workshop on May 30th, and also that is the Rev Up to Riches drawing at the Cherokee Casino. But coming up next week, we have the AI Workshop. I say AI. It's literally all kinds of time-saving tools. So we're going to talk about AI, but we're also going to just talk about some basic things to make it easier for you to save time when you're in your work, which we all need to do, right? So make sure you sign up this week on our chamber website, or you can call and we can sign you up. But that is, again, June 2nd. It'll be in the morning at 8:30, and really a good workshop that you don't want to miss. June 6th, of course, is the auction. Actually, June 6th is so many things going
it
on
is.
June 6th.
There's a
wow.
Time, yeah.
Well, June is a good seasonal, nice, warm, but not too crazy time of year. So the third annual NATO Classic Golf is happening. The auction is happening. Cruise nights kick off. And then it's also the Brian Knisely Memorial Derby. And I heard they have over 100 pre-registered cars already. And, of course, they still have, you know, another week or two. So doors open at 5. They're going to have food trucks, entertainment, and really just a great way to kick off the summer. So from sunup to sundown, you'll have something to do here in Coffeeville. June 13th is the Interstate Fair and Rodeo Golf Tournament. This will be the first time they're doing this as a fundraiser. And then June 19th is the, it's called June 19th, Juneteenth celebration. So that'll be going on as well. And I did have one other quick thing I wanted to share. We had someone come in recently, and they're like, you know, I'm new, and I don't know how to meet people. I don't know how to get involved, or, you know, where should I go? What are the places for me to see and do? And so we have a list at the chamber. So if you're new to town, or maybe you're not new, but you're just like, how do I volunteer? How do I get involved? Where should I go to see people? We've got a list, and it talks about just ways to get engaged and connected to Coffeeville. But then we also have a second list that goes into detail about every board, every organization, every nonprofit in town, so you can kind of find other ways to give back and serve to the community. So if you need that, stop by the chamber. We've got that for you. I think that's all. Like I said, some things coming up here just around the corner, but that's a few things coming up so far.
All right. Well, Candy, appreciate that update here and look forward to catching up again next week.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. That's Candy Westbrook with the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce. Coming up on the way, we have a check of some beef industry news. We'll get you back into open line here in just a few minutes.